And it's time for Nevin. Who else? Nevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marty. How are you today?
I'm awful well. Do you know what I'm going to tell you? Even with that one sentence, you are sounding far calmer and far happier than I've heard you in weeks. With all that's going on. You really do sound like a much more contented young fellow.
Yeah, I'm on a bit of a high because, as you know, we reopened last week, the first, and it just went so well, thank God. Touch wood. It's just lovely to have life back in the building. And, and people were really lovely, and we've been chatting. Were your ears burning over the weekend?
No. What were you doing?
Well, there was lots of people talking about listening to Marty, and Marty's got cooking, and you've got the whole nation excited, so well done, you.
You're the one who has them excited, go away. It is lovely to hear you sounding more relaxed, I suppose, because you've been on tenterhooks, and it's all, as a fellow said, there's only so many footballs you can take to the chest, and so much running around. You know what I mean? With the children is wonderful, but you need to get back in gear again.
We all need routine. I mean, you've been working right through it, and I mean, we were closed since the beginning of March or the first week of March, so it's just so nice. I can't tell you. I'm just, when I spoke to you last week, I was buzzing, but I'm even happier now.
That's wonderful. Well, now, what have you decided to give us today, my friend?
Okay, so I've got two recipes. And,
yes, sir?
Haddock tacos, and we're going to jazz them up a little bit. Haddock is part of the cod family, so it is, and it's plentiful. So if you go to your local fishmonger, they will pin bone it. But for this recipe, I'm keeping the skin on. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to flour, egg, and breadcrumb it. So it's like fish fingers, to be honest with you.
All right.
So in the breadcrumbs, you make up your breadcrumbs, or you can buy breadcrumbs. I want you to put some chopped flatly parsley or curly parsley, some curry powder, roughly about 2 tablespoons of that, 2 teaspoonfuls of sesame seeds, and the zest of 1/2 lemon. So that's into your breadcrumbs. You can whiz that up in the food processor, which makes it very easy, and this will keep in your fridge, or you can freeze it. It'll keep in your fridge for up to a week. Now, with your haddock, then you cut it probably a little bit twice the size of the thickness of your thumb, so a nice little thick kind of goujon, we can call it, okay, or fish finger.
Nice.
And then you dip it in flour, egg wash, which is 1 egg and a little bit of milk, and then you roll it in these breadcrumbs. Now, these can be made ahead, so if you get haddock, which is plentiful and good value and sustainable, that's really important, you can make these ahead and you can keep them in the fridge for 2 to 3 days, or what I would do is make a couple of batches of them and put them into the freezer.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're storing them in the freezer on parchment paper, covered in cling film, and just label them the date that you prepared them.
Good idea.
So pan fry them, Marty, in a little bit of rapeseed oil, a tiny wee bit of butter. The rapeseed oil stops the butter from burning. So start off.
I put the butter in because I love it.
Me and you alike.
And
butter gives so much flavour, and it'll give beautiful golden colour onto the breadcrumbs.
Right.
And this will cook in about 4 to 5 minutes max. You turn it over, start it off in a hot pan, and reduce the heat, because if you have the pan too hot, the breadcrumbs will burn. It's as simple as that.
Right. Now, can I ask a question? Sorry to be
interrupted.
The one thing I haven't cooked is fish, right? Because I'm always afraid that I'll make a mess of it. Are there things to watch out for in this, on the basis that I don't cook fish?
Not really. People are very nervous. I mean, what you could do, if you're nervous about pan frying fish, you could put this on a tray into the oven. I mean, like, you could get a little bit of parchment paper, so it means it won't stick, into the oven about 180, and it'll bake in about 12 minutes. It's probably a little bit healthier. You won't get the colour that you'll get from the butter and the rapeseed oil. But fish cooks very quickly, so it does. And when you cut this into small little kind of bite-sized, well, probably a little bit bigger than bite-sized pieces, you're making a nice, generous goujon. It doesn't take long to cook. And that really depends on the thickness of the haddock. You've asked a really good question.
Mm.
So, pin bone scaled, skin on, and then you flour, egg, and breadcrumb it, and then you pan fry it, or else bake it off in the oven. With that, we're going to serve a lovely tomato salsa, and you'll be good at the salsa dance,
I'm
sure.
I would, yeah.
Cherry tomatoes, one of your favourite, cut in half.
Yeah.
One red onion, very, very thinly sliced. The zest and juice of 1 lime. And then we're going to put in 2 tablespoons of sweet chilli sauce, extra virgin olive oil, or you can use rapeseed oil, and some chopped basil and salt. Mix that all together. That will keep in your fridge for about 4 to 5 days. And then what I want you to do then is, with mayonnaise, mix a little bit of pesto with that. Smear that over your lovely kind of mini wraps.
All right.
Just warm up the wraps. Put your lovely kind of like curried haddock goujons on top, and then your salad and your cherry tomatoes. Honestly, this is so delicious, and
it sounds lovely.
Once it's pin boned, your fishmonger will do this for you, so there's no bones. Keep the skin on, because it's a little bit easier to hold its shape, and the skin gives a nice bit of texture, and I just think this is so delicious and light for the summer that it is.
Sounds gorgeous. It sounds gorgeous. And you know what's gas? I'm looking at this and I see lime, sweet chili sauce, the virgin oil, olive oil, sea salt, basil leaves. We've all those in the larder. at home.
Fantastic.
I wouldn't have known we had all those about 7 weeks ago. I wouldn't have had a clue.
You're a new man. I'm a new man. I'm very impressed, Marty. Oh,
this is lovely. No, I think it's lovely. And I'd like to try that because you're going to hate me for this. I'm a fish finger maniac. I love fish fingers. I do. I think I told you once that the only fish I ever ate up to a certain period was fish fingers. I was very taken with them. I still am.
You are not alone there. If you get really nice fish fingers, they're absolutely gorgeous. Now, you can do this with hake and pollock. Mm. You can do it with cod, but cod is a little bit kind of not expensive, but just I think they're the other sustainable fish that Borbia in particular are really trying to educate people. So haddock, when I go around my seafood trails around Ireland, I always ask a lot of the fishermen what's their favourite fish. 95% of them say haddock.
Why?
Because they love it. It's a really lovely, delicate flavour. It's plentiful and they really enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
That's a good question. Yeah, okay. Why?
Curried haddock tacos, anyway. That's what they
are.
I will. I'll definitely try that because I like the sound of it on the basis that you've made me feel that I might have some confidence. Because, you know, it is about confidence, lads. You know,
Marty, I have 110% confidence in you.
That's too much. Pull yourself back.
We have a wee dessert. Have you got time to do a dessert?
Oh, I certainly do. Little birdie told me what you're going to do.
My favourite dessert.
My favourite dessert.
My death row dessert would be creme brulee. Excuse me, it's so delicious.
May you never find yourself in that position.
Please God. No. So this, it's very, very simple. And I actually done a video of this on my Instagram. And people couldn't get over how easy it is because people are nervous about creme brulee.
Yeah.
So I'll go through the recipe. So 8 egg yolks, 125 grams of caster sugar, 1 vanilla pod, the seed scrape out, or you can use a teaspoonful of vanilla extract. Now, vanilla extract is more natural than the essence. 600 mils of cream, and that's just whipping cream I use, 300 mils of milk, and that's full-fat milk. And that goes into the saucepan, the milk and the cream, and the vanilla skin. Mm. With the seeds, the vanilla seeds, the sugar, and the egg yolks, you put that into a bowl, whisk that by hand, don't even dirty an electric mixer, just literally for a minute. And then when your milk and cream is hot, you pour it onto your egg yolks, your sugar, and your vanilla pod. Mm. Now, pour this then, when this, so that's really your custard made, you need to cook it. So have the oven preheated at 115, have a nice kind of big tray, and you can do these little ramekins, small ramekins.
Oh, right,
roughly
so you cook it that way, yes.
Exactly, you cook them, pour them into small little ramekin dishes, and then you kind of fill them right to the top, depending on the depth of the ramekin, but usually they're about 2 inches or thereabouts in depth, most ramekin dishes. This will make 6, so sorry, I should have said that, it serves 6. So you pour the custard in, and you bake what we call bain-marie. So what bain-marie means for your listeners is in a quite a large tray, pour in your dishes, pour in your custard, and then around the tray pour in some boiling water. Now make sure it doesn't go into the custard. You cook bain-marie, so it means it protects the custard from curdling. That's exactly what it means. That goes into the oven for about 1 hour. You could get it in 50 minutes, but 1 hour approximately, until they're slightly wobbly. And this is a dessert that you can make it a day or two ahead. So remove them from the oven when they're sitting in the bain-marie, let them go cold into the fridge, and then all you do before you serve them is dredge them with a little bit of sugar. The sugar that I use is called a cassinade sugar.
And cassinade.
It sounds very fancy, but it's a raw sugar cane. You'll get it in very good, kind of like health food shops, supermarkets will sell it. So it's a really lovely, crunchy, kind of a caramel on top you'll get from this sugar in particular.
Sorry, if you can't get it though.
Oh, caster sugar.
Brown sugar, yeah.
Caster sugar or brown sugar, dairy Mary, yeah. So dredge that over, use the old blowtorch if you have one, if not, onto the grill.
I'm a martyr to the blowtorch.
But come here, you can get one small little, tiny little ones for about €20. So the one we have is, you get it in a local plumber shop and it's about €80. It's an industrial one.
But your one would probably set fire to a forest if you're given a chance.
True too. And to be honest with you, we use it in the cookery school and in the restaurant. So under the grill, a little bit of sugar, but the key is not to do it quickly, but don't let it get the custard warm. You want the cold custard, creamy custard with vanilla. You want that lovely crunch from the caramel, caramelized sugar, and then you just enjoy that with ice cream. But what I'm going to just very quickly go through is a lovely apple compote.
Well, that's nice.
So,
that's different.
Apple juice, 300 mils, 1 tablespoon of honey. This is your sweetener, sweet instead of sugar. And you can use Malevan honey, which is based in Kilkenny. Me and you have spoke about them.
Oh, yes, wonderful.
They're lovely. Half a teaspoon or quarter of a teaspoonful of cinnamon or a cinnamon stick and a little bit of vanilla extract, about a teaspoonful in there. Bring that to the boil and then you get a couple of apples, cooking apples, eaten apples, whatever you want to. Peel them, dice them, and you actually poach them in the actual syrup for about maybe 2 to 3 minutes. Let it go cold, chop mint, and that is gorgeous. See that apple compote in the recipe, yeah, which I know will be on your website. Your listeners can serve that just on its own with pancakes, with ice cream, with pavlova. It's gorgeous.
That sounds lovely.
It's kind of two recipes in one, so it is. The brulee is gorgeous on its own. You don't need any, but you know me, I like to push the boat out a little bit, sure, and serve it with the lovely apple compote because you have acidity and it cuts through the richness of the creme brulee and it is so nice. So
that's
nice.
Very good. I must try that now. The apple compote is a really different thing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Because like you say, it would never occur to me to do anything except the creme brulee. My worry, of course, with this is that I go to all this trouble with me vanilla pods and me bits of everything else, and then I set fire to the yolk. That'd be the panic. I have an egg yolks up on the wall.
But can I make a suggestion? With that cooked custard, you don't even have to glaze it with the sugar. That's what the creme brulee means. It means like a burnt or caramelised custard.
Yes.
But what you can do is just get some lovely strawberries or berries or fruit that's in season. We've mentioned many times Pat Clark. He's a wonderful strawberry grower. Handpicks all his strawberries. And you could put some of his lovely berries on top of your kind of cooked vanilla custard.
Sounds good.
And that's lovely. And
yeah,
that's delicious.
Yeah.
With a scoop of ice cream or a scoop of sorbet, or you know me, I love all the above. Because I have a sweet tooth and I love creme brulee.
Well, that's my favourite dessert. For a fellow who doesn't, I don't do dessert, but creme brulee is absolutely my favourite. I love it to bits, and it's so well done. Thank you for this.
Now
I know
welcome.
How to make it. Now I can stick that into the leaves of my what's the one you did for all the fools that can't cook? The one you made, the book you published for me. What's that one?
The home economic.
Home economic one. 60 recipes you need. That's right. I was looking at it last night. How to boil a potato. It's terrific. Anyway, creme brulee with apple compote. And before that, the curried haddock tacos. Jeepers, the house will be in bits if I try this, but I might just give it a go.
Try one. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Just take your time and you're doing brilliant. And we're all proud of you.
Proud of you too. Listen, you're a pet. Keep the faith, Evan.
We'll catch you next week.
Until next week,
and
you be well.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care, my friend.
Take care.
God bless
you. Thank you.